U.S. greater than parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. News. Parliament members called out for not wearing masks during Dewan Rakyat meeting. Water supply restored to 26% of affected areas in the Klang Valley. Kepong man pleads not guilty to killing cats in a washing machine, mental health to be evaluated. Malaysia is becoming an aging nation with a decreasing Indian and Chinese population. Health DG, flood relief centers across Malaysia at risk of COVID-19 infection spread. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Meet Izzati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community. Here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. People Features Lifestyle. Japanese discount store Don Don Donki will be opening their first Majin outlet in Lot 10. Wab Tries, Family Mart has a creme brulee flavored ice cream that got us drooling. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granti Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The COVID-19 virus is still considerably freshly lingering around and could come back stronger at any moment, which is why we've all been advised to keep wearing face masks and maintain social distancing. But many Malaysians are already finding it hard to adhere to the simple SOPs set in place, and why should they, especially if politicians, who are supposed to be role models and representations of the community, don't take the rules seriously? During today's, the 16th of July, Dewan Rakyat session, Tuan Ku Poe Tiong, PH, Kota Melaka, brought up the issue of face masks, in which he reminded the floor that face masks should be worn as according to standards of procedures unless when they are speaking, but instead of being met with sounds of agreement, he was asked to move along. You can watch the video here. Persidangan Dewan Rakyat 16 July 2020 LSSE Pagi. Langsung, Persidangan Dewan Rakyat Parlimen K14 Sesi Pagi, 16 July 2020. Posted by Bernama TV on Rabu, 15 July 2020. After Dewan Rakyat Speaker, Datuk Azhar Azizan Haran introduced Tuan Ku Poe Tiong at minute 24:04, he immediately highlights the lack of face masks being worn in the room. Datuk Speaker, I'm taking off my face mask before I speak. Datuk Speaker, according to the SOPs, we are supposed to be constantly wearing face masks while we are present in the parliamentary hall, he said before Datuk Azhar requested that he ask his question instead. Datuk Speaker, we are all supposed to be wearing face masks, only when we are speaking are we supposed to take off our masks. I hope that this SOP is followed, as this parliamentary meeting is live and the people watching would question why we are not following the SOPs during parliament, he went on despite being interrupted by Dato Seri Tiong King Singh, GPS, Bintulu, who said, "You yourself are not wearing a face mask but are making noise." Tuan Ku Poe Tiong then went on to explain again that masks can be taken off while speaking, to which Datu Kazar responded by saying that they were short of time and requested for him to move on to his question for the floor. If Tuan Ku is right in the sense where there are SOPs set in place requiring parliament members to wear masks while present in the hall, then all the members should adhere to the rules accordingly instead of brushing it off. After all, coming from a position of power, politicians should practice what they preach and lead the people by example. We genuinely hope that the parliament clarifies on whether masks should be worn within their halls. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Source, Bernama TV. Source, Bernama TV. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.